Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم Sorotol Ledin and Amta Alehim Kyril McDubi Alehim Waledolin I mean Sassic Refuge of Allah from the rejected enemy Shaitan. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, one creator, the heavens, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal of the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon him. As-salamu alaykum. This is, welcome to your Block Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. This is Tuesday night, November the 2nd, 2001. And it is now, it says 7:20. We got a late start because we had a little problem again with the services. And we just came from Xfinity to try and see about correcting our services with our phones as well as our computers. So we got a late start. But inshallah, alhamdulillah, we're here and we are starting. And I pray Allah we have a enjoyable evening. Today is the Sisters' Day on Tuesday, which is the soap focuses on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And this is the day for the message of concern, and the and it all ties in together. The message of concern, one is the removal of all images, regardless to the color, regardless to whether they're statues or crosses, all of those things that people have as an image in worshiping that portrays divine. And that's our aim and purpose, to remove all images in worship, from worship, that portrays divine, and the psychological effect that it has, the image it has on the minds of the world's children. We have to teach our children the truth. Time is out for the lies and the false pretense of true worship of God. It's a capital G with a hyphen in the middle and a D, because spelled backwards, that's dog. And we don't agree with that. So we just thought maybe we would help by explaining that part. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We want to start off like we usually do, reading from the Holy Quran as well as King James Version of the Bible, which quotes and backs up, and which is evidence used from the Bible as well as the Quran of that image, that graven image. And from Brother Henry's book, What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health, by Henry S. Muhammad. In the back, this is a very good book. The book, I used to call it my little mascot book, because it holds a lot of truths. We have pictures in here that are from the Library of Congress, which is a gift to us and a privilege for us to be able to use. They allowed us to. As a matter of fact, they send us the pictures, which is a picture on every chapter, in every chapter, which is 22 chapters of this book. And it's 126 pages of this book. And in the back of this book, you will find what I just mentioned about the quotes from the King James Bible. And I want to specifically point out two of the chapters, and in the Quran it's called surahs. Two of the chapters in the Bible, King James Version, which specifies the graven image. The first chapter with its verses is Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, "Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth." And it goes on to say from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 5, "But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire." I wanted to point out to you another chapter in King James Version that reads almost identical, but and using the same words, mind you, yes, that in this book. Let me find this now. It's in here. This is a loose page. Okay, and it's Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And it reads, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth." Now, this sounds almost identical with Deuteronomy, right? Except for there are two different chapters, but two different verses, but with the same meaning and close wording as well, talking about the graven image. Okay, in the Holy Quran, we want to read to you, I'm going to read you a short one since we are later on in the hour here. I want to read to you a short surah, which is the same as chapters in the King James Version, but it's surah in the Holy Quran. And it's chapter or surah 112, and it's called the L.E. class, the Purity of Worship. And it only has four short verses to it. And I would like to read this to you. It says, "With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, say he is Allah, the one and only, Allah the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him," meaning that God has no image or no of him, no images of God, no graven images of God. So, hold on 1 second, let me find a paper here that I wanted to read to you as well. Okay, maybe I just got I want to read the message of concern. We haven't done it in a while. And this comes every week from every issue of the Muslim Journal. And it reads, "The Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, out of respect for man's creator, a message of concern. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race presented piety and in pain the savior of all men?" Quran, Surah 3, Ayat, or verse 64. "Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye, bear witness that we at least are Muslims bowing to God's will. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worship," reading from the Quran now, "Yudhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men. Models from the models. He, Allah, created. And that states the Quran. Surely Allah speaks the truth. That's the message of concern that you will see in every issue of the Muslim Journal, every edition, okay? And I know that's also the song that Sister Suwad El-Amin sings, The Message of Concern, and Brother Wali Ali sings, you know, in his Message of Concern, his CD, The Message of Concern. But I just thought maybe I would read that because we used to read it when we first started on the Blog Talk Radio show, but then we picked the CDs that we could play in place of the reading. But periodically, it's also good that we do this, that we read it, you know. It's also good that we read it. Okay. Now, we're grateful to see those who on the show today, and arthritis is really kicking a little bit because of the kind of cold weather for me, and I've been out practically all day trying to see about this system here that we have, like I said, with the telephone and our Wi-Fi and our hookups here with Xfinity. And you know, a lot of times we got to get back on tonight after we end the Blog Talk Radio show. They didn't finish even 3 hours, so I was wondering if we would be able to talk to them today and get it straightened out. But it's not. It's okay. We can can you hear me on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. So I have a good hookup, even though somebody's trying to call in constantly. Boy, these potential spams and all this stuff. And election time now, too, you know they're going to be on here. So I just want to know if you heard me out there in the audience, the guest speakers and the hosts and the co-hosts. Just wanted to know if we're being heard. Alhamdulillah. Sounds like we are. Okay, now, what I would want to do, I see a question mark, and I'm going to let that be acknowledged at this particular time. So give me a chance to check on something else that I got to check on while I'm doing the program. Okay, let me bring him on.
Rafa,
could you say a little something for us, please? Open up a little bit, please. I appreciate it. Give me about 15 minutes. Thank you. I don't hear you.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
Now I do.
Alhamdulillah Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. I only bear witness and I testify there's no God but Allah. And I only bear witness that Allah has created all of us for one reason, and it's simple. That's to serve God. What other reason would God create us and plant us here on this earth to test us is the only reason that we are submitting our will to do the will of God. And that's what all the prophets claimed and pointed to, that it wasn't their will. It was the will of God they were doing. So we here tonight with that will to do the will of God, and we call ourselves Muslims, or we call ourselves believers. Allah says in the Quran, He calls us believers more than He called us Muslims. And understandable, because when you say you're a Muslim, you're saying that you are a person that has been your whole will to do the will of God. When you believe, well, you are trying. You have opportunity. You don't leave there. Your opportunity don't stay open until most of the time there's no more life in the body. So we thank Allah, we can never thank him enough. And we thank him for his final prophet, Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the one Christ Jesus pointed to, will come and lead us in all truth. And he have done that. Christ Jesus, they end his career by saying that he died for all our sins. Ended his career in the Bible. Then that wasn't enough, he said. Then he started adding on. He's coming back. He's like, he's Easter. He rose again. And he's coming back. All these lies that were given to Christ Jesus, that were given to us. Once you're dead, if you ain't figured it out yet, once a person dies or somebody kills him, he ain't coming back anymore. So I'm just not going to allow that person to come back and suffer anymore or worry about anything else. He ain't coming back anymore. His time is up. But they say he's coming back. He's coming back. He didn't get enough the first time. He's coming back to slew the wicked. But at the same time, he's coming to slew the wicked. But where is the option? Where is the thing that he died for somebody's sin? If he come back and slay the wicked, then where is the thing that the wicked died? He died for their sin, so he shouldn't have to be come back and deal with them. See, all these lies. And when you add them up, when you dissect them, when you bring them to their final conclusion, you'll be able to come up with a clear understanding, and that's what Allah wants you to have. He wants you to have good understanding because your whole life is dependent on that. If you don't think on what God wants, then why is you here? Why would God trust you to be here? If you ain't put in yourself, well, let me think on what the Creator might do or will do in this situation. You have to think on God, what the Creator gonna do. And God said thinking on him is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Thinking on your Creator. Why he planned it to you, why he allowed you to this, why he give you five senses. Why he allowed you to be in America. If you think on that, ponder on that, and you are African American, you can see the blessing in this that you in America, because you have an opportunity to change this wicked world and also reach the paradise. You have opportunity to reach the paradise. So Allah has opened the door for you to make the paradise. They have given us Al-Quran, the final revelation. And I say it's the final revelation. And when you read both books, the Bible and the Quran, you too will say that it's the final revelation. Unless you're a puppet, unless you follow the people who put you in this condition, who keeping advantage over you, they not going to change that. They have no intention in changing that. So God give you the truth. And when he said don't make no image of God, that is exactly what has happened to call yourself or call us to be in this condition where we own nothing as a people. We only know God. Gas, part, auto part company. Because we have cars, we all need parts, brakes, and we own no large branch of those. We are here at the mercy of me. Everybody about it. Don't you know that come from the plantation life that was given, that has it a natural for people, old people not to support each other? That is unnatural. That is what we have become, an unnatural people. Because of the movie. Because of the music we listen to. To take us unnatural. Okay. We can change our position until we change what's in our hearts about each other. The day that we change our hearts about each other, it's this society that we don't know. We won't get and start owning. And so that's when we become free. Freedom ain't none responsibility. We ain't free responsibility on you. You just got to go to work and five, six, 8 or 9. And make people that work for Jesus die while you get crumbs enough money to buy a car up here for life. They get money to rule over you that you're giving them. So we come with the truth that they nothing deserve, and God is an equal opportunity. Created. He's for equal opportunity, and that's something we don't have. God doesn't love. You think God didn't love you by the hair he gave you? You think you got to be out of God said everything he gave us was good. He didn't want all of us to have no straight hair. Blue hair. But that image, that idea in your head that you closer to God with that image. If you try to attempt to look like that image, you try to bleach your skin, you try to change your eyes by putting blue lens in your eyelid, your eyeballs, I mean, take your hair and burn it up, straighten it, or take some kind of chemical to straighten it, and then you think you are closer to the Caucasian people than you are to God. That's who you're trying to get to. God was well pleased with how you look. That's why he gave you that look. So you'll never turn that your life around and see the value of yourself like you do them diamond rings or them Rolex watches. You put value on them things, and you put hardly any value on yourself because of the image you might have. You might look like Dr. King, huh? And that's one reason Dr. King didn't get a whole lot of support. If he had looked like Adam Clayton Powell, he probably got more support. But he looked like African American who been kidnapped and brought here by some merchant to your children that you went to school. You send your children to school, and they preach all this that we were number slaves. They did us a favor. That's what they telling your children in public school. When they brought us over here, they did us a favor. When they raped and beat us, raped the women, boys, mistreated, miseducated the children, they were doing us a favor. That's what they said. They don't come out and say it direct, but indirect, that's what they say. That they make Hollywood movies showing us they did us a favor. Brought us here, worked us, beat us, put us in shacks, fed us the worst food. We couldn't eat steak. We couldn't eat lamb, a goat, a chicken. Fed us the most despicable meat, which God told us not to eat. And that meat is called hog, pig. God says in the Bible, stay away from it. He said, the Bible said, if you put your hands on it, go wash it. It said Jesus took the hog and ran him off the mountain. Put a bad spirit in the hog, ran the hog off the mountain. They never said he killed all the hogs. Never say he took all the bad spirit out the hog. Now you eat something that Jesus condemned in your Bible. And start off condemning from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And you eat it. You can't buy a burger today, a chicken sandwich, then they wrap some swine around. Bacon. These people know what they're doing. They know what they are made you like. You don't like what God wants you to like. You like what they want you. So you eat the bacon, it tastes good, but it makes you a rotten person. It makes you evil and with evil intentions. And you find a person that eat a lot of hog, they look like a hog, smell like one, and will treat you like a hog treat another hog. A hog will go into its own brother. A male hog will lay with a male hog. This is fact. This ain't nothing that makes you hate no hog. This is fact. You go out and check it yourself. The Bible says swine, nation is a nation that's on the brink of ruin. Bible said that. So we trying to get you to stop eating. You got a right to eat whatever you want to. That ain't what God said. That's what these people said. You got a right to eat whatever you. God don't say that. So I said, stay away from it. Leave it alone. I didn't put everything on this earth for you can eat. There's some things you can eat will kill you right away. There's some poison berries that you eat them and look good. They'll kill you cold as ice. They'll kill you quickly. That's a spider that would bite you and your arm will fall out. So you can't eat everything. God has given you laws. It's like the law of gravity. If you get too high on that mountain and you jump out without a parachute, the law of gravity is going to bring you down so hard that you're going to be all broken up and be crushed and be dead when you hit the ground. But the warning is there. Respect gravity. Respect the law of gravity. If you don't respect the law of gravity, you won't be around here long. So God is so love you so much, he made sure all of that and more got in books, be put in books. And he put it in the first book called the Bible. And the Satan said, if God going to bring truth this way, I'm going to go in here and change some of it. God ain't going to, I'm asking for a fight to the day y'all raise up. So I'm going to go in this book and tamper with it. Is the Torah the same way? It's not the pure book that he used to be. Then you get a real one, the first one. The Quran, Allah said he put angels around this book. To protect, he never said that by no other, but no Hadith, no Jehovah's Witness Bible, or no other book he ever said that about, but El Quran. And that's the Arabic, the pure Aramaic language that's in the book. Allah protects it, and then we got people who can recite that book from El Fatiha to El Nas without missing one ayah. So this is what Allah have done. to preserve this truth, that Satan would not tempt, because if he tempts to destroy this, his time is already up. Doom day will come down on him. I think he understands that or experienced that, because he ain't messing with this book. He dares to teach you this. He dares to show you the solid information that if you be a human being in his book, he daring us to do. Matter of fact, this is one of the things he said. He said, I got these niggas. And he know the word nigga means anybody called to Webster. Webster was one of his boys. Webster said, a nigga is anybody dirty, low down, foul. Now, that's a nigga. What did that say about him? Any man that takes you out of your land, work you sun up and sun down, without paying you, rape your mother, your grandmother, your daughter, your son, then ship your grandmama off to Arkansas, you come to Virginia, you land in South Carolina, send you to Alabama, send your great-great-grandmama to Mississippi. That broke up the family. That is a master nigga. So when you add it all up, they're a master nigga. Not all of them, they change. Someone woke up and realized that we do better being kind and nice to each other. Some of them haven't woke up yet. And some of them don't want to wake up. They got everything. They own their billions and zillions of dollars in the bank account that we have put in there every week, every month. But all that, give all that money back. Every time we go into Walmart, every time we buy an iPhone, every time we buy our computer, Apple computer, every time. Why they use Apple? Huh? Apple was told that not to eat from that tree, and one of the trees they showed was an apple tree. And they made these pewters and phones and everything after Apple. Oh, it's forbidden, but you want it. Huh? So they know what they're saying. They know how to speak to you through they know how to send message through material things they put together in name. They know, that's why I don't see how we as African Americans live in a neighborhood with all their names on street names everywhere. Their street names is everywhere. So where's our freedom at? Where's our being an American and having the same freedom that everybody else has? Why we don't have street represent our great heroes? Huh? Through our neighborhood. We got one, but we realize we don't own no neighborhood. Huh? What they call gentrification? Food there. I live in a neighborhood where gentrification has rewarded the Caucasians over again. Water them again and again. And I'm not mad at them for that. I'm mad at us because we won't stick together and do nothing about it. I'm kind of disappointed in that. Because God said he ain't going to change our condition. Okay, how bad it is until we change what way we feel about each other. We feel the way we trade, the way we treat each other. Then we will see some change. Because soon as these people see in us being kind to one another, just like they love, they steal our dance, they steal our way of dancing and the way we tell jokes, they steal all that. And they afraid of the truth that we bring to them. Because what they have did to us these years we have in America, they know they guilty of that. So when I see it on their face, when I'm in the street, I let them know whatever a person does in this world is turmoil, God, put them in the next world. No one leave this world that they live in without getting God's judgment. If we don't see it, God has already said he's going to do that. So we don't have to see it. Huh? God is one who keeps his word. Allah is the one who keeps his word. And he don't deviate his word. So we're here tonight. Let me see if my wife returned back to our station. Zaire?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. Let me get ready to close out. Thank you for listening. May Allah continue to bless us all. I was helping her out. May Allah protect us. We got the truth. Let's put it to work. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Alaykum as-salam. Thank you so much for your input there. I appreciate that. And anyone else who feels they want to say something or contribute to a conversation or bring us something new, current event or what have you, then please just push one on your cell, on your phone receiver. Push one on your phone receiver, please. And I'll see the indication with a question mark by your number, and I will open the mic and bring you in. And we will listen and enjoy your input, whatever it may be, negative, positive, or whatever it may be, go on and express your mind. Express your mind. Share with us what you have. I'm going to read something from the sister guarding the heart and mind of Sister Matterloff in here from the Muslim Journal. But I feel, too, then, I would like to read something from Brother Henry's book. And I want to also bring up, this is Sister's Night. I know, well, we would say Sister's Night. Every night is Sister's Night, and every night is Brother's Night. We equally share in this, so, and everybody's information and input is important, as long as keeping it within the realms of true El-Islam and coming from the Quran. So we welcome it. We welcome it. Nobody will feel slighted. Women have rights similar to those of men, and we're just different biologically, okay? And Allah blessed all of us with rights, and we should know our rights. We learn our rights. If we read the Quran, study the Quran, and listen to the teachings of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Allah be pleased with him, and Prophet Muhammad, alayhi wa sallam, as well, and other references that have been approved for us to read. I want to just it's something that's not bothering me, but something I feel that we need to, it would be okay to discuss on this program. This is pertaining to children and women. We also know are up to date on this COVID, the last one that's okayed by Pfizer, okayed Pfizer to do the injection on our children. And from 5 years old until 11, up to 11 years old to get that injection. I don't know if it's considered really yet as a booster, as one of the shots they're supposed to have and only have that one, or have the two or the three that they decided. To me, it's really not clear right now. We need a pound discussion on that for real, because it's just something that's up in the air right now, and it's a concern, a major concern, because it's involving our children. And I'm going to share a little something with you that I had. I was telling my husband, I had a dream, and the sister's face was just as bright and clear, but she had a serious look on it, not a smile, but a concern. and she had an ewe, like a greenish like ewe, you know, greenish. And she said to me, "They're killing our children. They are killing our children." And you know, that has not left my mind, and I have been wanting to talk about it and expound on it, but I just took it that Allah has used this sister to from beyond to let us know just exactly what's going on, and the truth about what's really going on. And now it has come to fruition. It seems like that they're starting this injection for the children now, when they before were not really included that way, you know, as far as the a part or someone, a human being that would carry the virus or be immune, not immune, but be one of amongst the younger human beings that we just, they were protected already. You know, you heard tell of some who were dying and having the virus, but it wouldn't be so serious at any earlier time than it is now, you know, and we still have to know the truth about it. I wanted to share that with you. I'm just concerned about that, about the children. And now they're having a lot of things online about the children's health defense, where it says the children, you'll find it like lately and not too long ago, where it's saying that the children's health defense breaking, CDC endorses Pfizer. Okay? CDC endorses Pfizer's shot for kids 5 to 11, plus Fauci Food America, plus more. Okay, and this is coming from the Children's Health Defense, talking about the children. And they do have email address or website, and it's called, all one word, childrenshealthdefense.org. Children's Health Defense. .org, okay, and we can keep check of that and keep up to date with that and see what type of information that they have to offer us about this. Hold on one second. I just think that it would behoove most of us really to check into that, okay? Check them and see what they're talking about, because you're getting more information. You know, you're getting more information. And it says that the censorship is hiding us from you. Get important articles and updates on issues critical to children's health, you know, and you can become a part of that if you like, just by getting the emails that they sent out and the information that they sent out. And I like to keep up with it myself. Okay. Oh, it's really It's really something. Says how to become a lifetime member and all that kind of stuff. I was just reading a little something that they had said, had put in, that they had said or put in here. I don't know who that is right there. They, all these signs and things. Okay, I want to read this part to you, though, right now. This is the latest, where it says, Akbar, are you hearing me? Or am I talking? Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. It says, today's news brought to you by Pfizer, November the 2nd, 2021. Brought to you by Pfizer, Pharma Giant spends more on ads, new sponsorships than research. And it says, the COVID News Watch, which came through today, women remain most at risk of brain vein clots after J&J vaccine, plus more. Now, boy, you remember the J&J Johnson & Johnson vaccine that they were doing for the COVID. And they're saying that the women remain most at risk of brain and vein clots as after taking that injection. It says, prominent scientists go public. Fauci, F-A-U-C-E, Food America. Okay. so they have some information here that you can use when it says you become a member. And it says member login. I don't have time for that right now, but I wanted to let you know that Children's Health Defense is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Its mission is to end childhood health epidemics by working aggressively to eliminate harmful exposures, hold those responsible accountable, and to establish safeguards so this never happens again. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So that's good. That's good. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if anybody else knows of this, has any knowledge of this, please let us know. If not, then I will go on and read this to you, where it says, sign up for Children's Health Defenses, updates and news from the Defender. The Defender, which is Children's Health Defense, news and views. Children's Health Defense will never share, sell, or rent your personal information, including email address or phone numbers, with anyone or any company. Information submitted to us is only available to employees managing this information for purposes of contacting you or sending you emails based on your request for information and to contract service providers for purposes of providing services relating to our communications with you, you know. So it's a very good thing to have. And it talks about the recent information. It says CDC advisors unanimously endorse Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids 5 to 11, despite expert concerns over clinical data. Now, that's some worthwhile knowing about, okay? So please, I gave you the information where it says childrenhealthdefense.org. That's your hookup there and your information source. Children, all one word, childrenhealthdefense.org. Childrenhealthdefense.org. It'll tell you all about the Pfizer that they've approved of. I'll tell you all about Dr. Fauci and how he's kept things, they say, from us in reference to these vaccines. And it talks about how much Pfizer pharmacy giant spends more on ads, news, and sponsorships than research, and how women remain most at risk of vein clots after J&J vaccine, which is Johnson & Johnson vaccine plus more. It tells how Dr. Fauci fooled America. So please, try and check and see as much as you check and see what it is and how much it is that you can find out, and we can bring it together pertaining to children and keep up to date on what's going on with our children and female, mind you, okay, and females as well. Please do. Please do. Okay, if anyone else has any new information for us or any thing that they want to share with us or ask questions about, please just push one on your telephone receiver, and you can be brought into the cube. Oh, the phone keeps jumping off. What's wrong with not the phone, but the email? I guess I'm getting too much information here. I'm back in. It kicked me right back off again. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to say restore pages. Microsoft Edge closed unexpectedly. Let's see, that doesn't make sense. And it says restore. I think there's just something going on that either somebody else is working this, or either clear check trackers. Back in, I shouldn't have to. No, I don't. Okay, I don't know. They put me back up. That goes on the show. There's somebody meddling in something they shouldn't be meddling, like over you said. They're meddling with stuff here at this Blog Talk Radio show. Okay, well, welcome once more. We just finished talking about the children and the this new Pfizer injection, children from ages 5 to 11 years old. And we've been talking about that a little bit here. So if anybody else has any input into that, please let us know. And you can be brought into the cube. First one on your receiver, you can be brought into the cube. Here's something that it seems like I see Sister Quran, if you like to say anything, just push one, unless it's not working again. This number seems to have been working before. I'll just click in. You're not saying anything. You don't want to. Assalamu alaikum. If you'd like to say anything, just in case you're pushing one on your receiver doesn't work, to give me an indication, then I'll just I'll push your number. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, or you don't want to, you know. Just sit back and enjoy, inshallah. I am expecting some response, some replies, some assistance, because all of us are aware and know what's going on today
and I really shouldn't have to just be talking, but I will be, and it's fine with me. I have no problems with that. Alhamdulillah. But anytime you have anything to say, just let me know. Push one on your receiver, phone receiver, and it'll show question mark by your telephone number here, and I'll most likely, I know everybody that's on here right now. All five. So, and I know your number already, so I'll just let you into the queue. Otherwise, I want to read something about Muslim family life, guarding the heart and mind, by Sister Amarla Mildred Moore and supporting scholars. And it reads, "Thus then, invite and stand firm as you are commanded, and do not follow their desires, but say, I believe in what Allah has sent down of the book, and I am commanded, and that I do justice between you. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. For us, our deeds, and to you, your deeds. No argument between us, assemble between us, will assemble, excuse me. No argument between us and between you. Allah will assemble between us, and to him we the final return." The glorious Quran, 42nd, Surah 42, Ayat 15. It said concern, measure of concern. Imam W.D. Muhammad was making the world aware of plans to enslave the hearts and minds of the people and giving leadership for success over these plans. Now I want to sound the alarm and say to Muslims, the danger of the hearts and minds being enslaved still exists, and it is great. And the response, only through submission to the divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorified and the exalted subhanahu wa ta'ala, will we have assurance of guarding our hearts and minds from all forms of enslavement, the hearts and minds throughout the world. What enslaves people is their desires. This may be desire for money, fame, addictions. Satan can be victorious over anyone whose desires for any worldly gain becomes their focus. Read that again. Satan can be victorious over anyone whose desires for any worldly gain becomes their focus. Thus, then invite and stand firm as you are commanded, and do not follow their desires, but say, I believe in what Allah has sent down. From the opening verses, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only way to become free from enslavement to our desires. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, said, truly in the body there is a morsel of flesh which if it be sound, all the body is sound, and which if it be diseased, all of it is diseased. Truly, it is the heart. Hadith recorded by Bukhari and Muslim. And he said, taqwa is here. And he pointed to his chest, Hadith recorded by Muslim. At Tirmidhi and Ahmed, taqwa is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a conscious and reverence the heart for our Lord Almighty that come alive in our mind. And of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the book, no doubt in it, a guidance for those who have taqwa, the glorious Quran. Surah 2, Ayat 2. Imam W.D. Muhammad called the world to apply and maintain the concept of Tawheed, one God, in the hearts and minds, because then there wouldn't be a chance for the divide and conquer schemes of those in power to cause a rift in the unity of mankind if the instructions given to them by God Almighty in his books were followed. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger.
and those having the authority among you. Then, if you disagree in anything, refer it to Allah and his messenger. If you believe in Allah in the last day, that is best and better for final determination. Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 59. Imam Muhammad said, you should work as one Muslim with one Muslim identity, following the same Quran, following the same human model, Muhammad, peace and the blessings be upon him. That's the way you should go. You are not going to come out of it, controls of the heart and mind, by trying to follow your own whim, your own opinion, whimsical opinions that you dream up. I thank God for saving us from depending on dream thinking. Follow a logic, tried and proven logic, for establishing individuals and societies, the Quranic rule, the Islamic guidelines. And surely this is my path, straight, so follow it. And do not follow other ways, then they will separate you from his way. This has been enjoined on you. With it, you may become righteous. The glorious Quran, Surah 6, Ayah 153. Check out what you're doing is the focus of your action. What are your desires other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none of you truly believe until he loves for his others. Until he loves for his brother, sister, what he loves for himself. This hadith recorded by Bukhari and Muslim. What you have been given is only the fleeting enjoyment of this world. For better or more lasting is what God will give to thee, to those who believe and trust in their Lord, who shun great sins and gross indecencies, who forgive when they are angry, respond to their Lord, keep up the prayer, conduct your affairs by mutual consultation. And, oh, wait a minute, let me see. Let's Okay, and it says, keep up the prayer. Keep up the prayer. Conduct your affairs by mutual consultation. Give to others out of what we have provided for them. Glorious Quran, Surah 42, Ayahs 36 through 38. Muslims strive for protection against Satan's controls of their hearts and minds. We are guided to be continuously conscious of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as through making dua, asking or speaking to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as said in daily prayers, at least 17 times. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek help from. The glorious Quran, Surah 1, Ayat 4. And consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through having dhikr subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah, and all praises due to him, and astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness of Allah on the tongue throughout the day. Prophet Muhammad subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Astaghfirullah at least 100 times a day. And believers consciously strive not to be tricked by worldly desires. Let not deceive you the movement of those who disbelieve throughout the land. A small enjoyment, then their abode is hell. Okay. Enriched resting place. And okay. It says a small enjoyment, then their abode is hell and a wretched resting place. But those who are conscious of their Lord, for them gardens flows from beneath them. The rivers will abide forever. In it, hospitality from with Allah. And what is with Allah is better for the righteous. The glorious Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 196 through 198. For most of the benefits of strong control over our hearts and minds is gaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the right guidance from the Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala will become one's natural way of life. And this is the way to become a strong Muslim who acts with wisdom, who defeats the dangerous calls to one's inner desires, and who is able to fully worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in thoughts, actions, and deeds. The Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala said, young man, I will teach you some words. Be mindful of God, and he will take care of you. Be mindful of him, and you shall find him at your side. If you ask of God. If you need help, seek it from God. Know that if the whole world were together in order to help you, they would not be able to help you except if God had written so. And if the whole world were together in order to harm you, they would not harm you except if God had written so. The pens have been lifted and the pages are dry. Hadith recorded by Tirmidhi. So whatever you are given of a thing is but a passing enjoyment of the life of the world. But what is with Allah is better and more lasting for those who have believed and upon their Lord put their trust. And those who avoid the greater the sins and the immoralities. And when they are angry, they forgive. And those who respond to their Lord in established prayer and their affairs are conducted by consultation between them. And from what we have provided them, they spend. Quran, Surah 36, Ayahs 37 through 38. Okay. And I will leave that. And that's in this edition of the Muslim Journal, the last one, the latest, October 29th, 2021. And it gives you, on page 22, the rest of the end of guarding the heart and mind under the topic of Muslim family life. And you'll see the references that are all given here. It seems to be about eight or nine references. About eight or nine references. And it says, welcome, alhamdulillah. This column was established by Imam W.D. Muhammad for sharing questions, comments, and concerns on personal, family, or community issues to receive answers from the guidance of the glorious Quran and the Sunnah, which gives life example from Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We invite you to share your questions, comments, and or concerns at Quran and Sunnah Answers at Quran and Sunnah Answers @gmail.com. share your questions, comments, and or concerns at QuranAndSunnahAnswers@gmail.com. Okay, that's good information. That's good. The sister has written that. Now, do we have any more, any questions, any answers, any comments, any input? I'm reading from the Quran, and hopefully I can get some assistance from someone. If not, then I will go on reading from, not from the Quran. I'm reading from, yes, it is from the Quran, but it's on this sister's page right here, on the sister's page right here. I've had a full eventful day with my technology here, trying to get it working right and all, and sitting in long lines waiting to be waited on about the telephone and the Wi-Fi with my service that I use, which is Xfinity, Comcast. Anyone else? Would anyone else like to say something? Okay, it's 8:30, and I will read something from Brother Henry's book. That's what I will do. And I will read page 55 from Brother Henry's book, which I've already given the title to, What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health, by Henry S. Muhammad. I'm going to have to eat something, too. Okay, my stomach turned over. Okay, it's page 55 in this book, chapter 12. Your skin color is not a curse. You know, we have told our children several things that were untrue about the reason why they are the complexion or their skin has the complexion that it has. Well, don't drink coffee because it makes your skin dark. Or we were cursed, and that's why your skin color is dark, because of a curse put on us, but it's not true. And on page 55 in Brother Henry's book, which I just gave the title to, in chapter 12, it says your skin color is not a curse. And you see the picture here is courtesy from the Library of Congress, which has a little dark-skinned girl, looked like she's about three. Yeah, she's about three, like she's walking and everything, and she's smiling, she's pretty and bright, and that's one of my favorite readings. And I'll read it to you again now. Your skin color is not a curse, and this is what we're going to let our children know about, telling them and telling them the truth. When we read the Holy Quran, we see where God Almighty says, He created the human being in the very best form. As we study the nature of human skin, we learn that our Creator designed our skin and our skin color to function as a protector for us and not as a curse against us. The physical sunlight has within it harmful ultraviolet rays, which can burn and destroy healthy skin cells, causing deadly skin cancers to develop. Within the skin of every human being is a substance called melanin. Melanin is responsible for creating the differences in skin color that we see in human beings. Now, the fact of the matter is that there is just as much melanin in people with lighter skin as there is in people with darker skin. It's just that the melanin is more active in the darker-skinned person than it is in the lighter-skinned person. When harmful ultraviolet rays attack the skin, melanin rises to the surface of the skin and acts as a shield or umbrella, warding off much of the deadly cancer-causing ultraviolet rays. So the truth is that the darkness in a dark-skinned person's skin is a wonderful protection designed by God, and not a punishing curse from God. So the question becomes, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the lying, sick-minded racist who told you that the darkness of the African-American person's skin is a punishing curse? Or are you going to believe God, who created the doctors of the African-American person's skin to act as a blessed protection against the deadly cancer, causing ultraviolet rays of the sun? Melanin sounds like a blessing from God to me and not a punishing curse. Okay. So those are, that's one of the truths that we can keep from telling our children or prove to them that is not the truth, according to this reading right here. Okay, which is true. Does anyone want to contribute anything? The Blog Talk Radio Show tonight. If you want to speak on business, you want to, it's 8:35. And you only have about 25 more minutes. And then the show, Blog Talk Radio Show, psychological effect that the image has on the mind of the world's children will be over. So if you'd like to speak on something about business, then you can. If not, then, okay, I see someone who would like to speak on something. Thank you very much, my brother. I'll bring you in now. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Oh, Sister Sharifa. Assalamu alaikum, you vindicated. Pushed one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, alaikum assalam. I was on mute.
Oh, okay. That explains it. Welcome. Glad to hear that you have wanted to contribute something to the program tonight. And you've got
I guess for the first time I heard something I never heard before. And I've heard a lot.
What was that?
Maybe it said tell the children, people telling their children not to drink coffee because it made them black.
Yes.
Yeah, I never heard that one before, and I've heard a whole lot.
Yes, we used to hear that from elderly. Yeah, because I was told that myself and my other, my siblings and other relatives, younger people in our family, can't drink coffee because it makes you black. A lot of times we used to drink it because it was sweet. It had cream in it. It tasted sweet.
I guess some of those are thinking children. They were saying things to dispute their parents or whoever it was that was saying these things to them. But I guess when they walk away and they got together, I don't believe
right.
That. So, and then I say, why you don't believe that, Johnny or Robert or Ann? Why you don't believe that? Well, look at that. Look at those, all those so-called, that's what I say, because that's what we were taught wasn't white. They were called so-called white people.
Uh-huh.
Well, all the coffee those so-called white people drink, they're not black. That's why I don't believe that. You know, they drink a lot of coffee.
That's right. That's a good observation right there.
That's right. Some of those young, wise children, they didn't go for that. They said, I don't go for that, man. But they can't dispute with the parents. But they walk away saying, I hear that.
Yeah, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. That's right.
No.
Yeah. You ask around, too. Now, since you've heard it, ask around to some of the others, probably, and find out from them if they've heard it before. That is definitely one of the things that I...
Everybody else on this line, I know it's more than me that's listening. So push the one and say what you thought on that. Are y'all out there? I know y'all out there. Say something.
Right. I'm surprised Sister Karan haven't come up with something, too, because she knows mm-hmm. about some of those that the older people say, you know, in some home remedies and all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to disrupt anybody's listening time, and I don't want them to think I'm disrespecting them, because if they wanted to say something, then they would push one on the receiver, just unless it's not working, unless their one is not working on the receiver and they need to be brought in, you know. You'd have a problem out of some people who said their the one wasn't working. And then if they pushed in, they couldn't one again to get back out, or they would be in. But I know answer if nobody else wants to. I can ask if nobody else wants to contribute anything to that. What you say, Brother Mahan?
I have a solution to those that have problem with their phone or whatever. If you just hang up and call back in. Hang up and call back in.
I think just the other night was something that one person did, that Brother Suja, I think, did that. Or Karan did that, too. Yeah, I think he's one of the ones who did that. And first time I knew that it would solve it, you know, because I wondered always just, why won't it come up on the computer? You know, why won't it be seen that they have a...
Yeah. I was born here in the South, and I heard that pretty regular about my mama and my father to keep us away from drinking their coffee. They said, don't drink it, you'll turn black. So this is one of the things.
Who's speaking now?
That's Abdullah Akbar.
Abdullah Akbar. Hmm. Well, you heard that too, huh?
I heard that too, yeah. It's in the... Mom and Dad told me that. To keep up with me.
I know you're a wise brother now. So tell me, you probably a wise youngster. When you heard that, what you and your younger brothers, your playmates and all, what did they say when y'all heard that? Did y'all accept that, or what, y'all shook your head or what?
You know, we joked about that was we questioned a lot of that stuff, but we couldn't talk back at that time and make no fuss. So we didn't argue, we didn't let them say, and we took that, you know, and we got older, so we know better.
Right.
I guess what part of the South you came from? Well, mostly, brother, you were up north there, so maybe you didn't have those type of things you were mentioned, you know. But the South, the ones that were here in the South and born in the South, they probably heard it, you know, more frequently.
Well, now, if you speak to me, Muhammad, no, I'm from the South.
Oh, okay.
I was born and raised in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh my! And you've never heard of it? Okay.
I came. I was born and raised in Montgomery, Alabama. So I know that's my roots. Matter of fact, some years ago, I'm going back maybe 30 years ago, or maybe longer. So anyway. I would have a conversation with one of our homies, you know, from Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't talked to each other in years, you know, from high school. I mean, we in our 40s then. So anyway, she said, you know, and she gave a name of another one of the girls that was in our group, you know. She said, you know who's in New York also? I said, who is that? She gave her name, you know. So let me give you a number. You can give him a call. So anyway, I called. I said, you know who you're talking to? She said, yeah, I know who I'm talking to. How could I forget you with your country voice? She, you know? And I remember that. It looked like everybody who left the South, that a group, because a lot of us came from, you know, from down south, came up New York. And I think I was the only one that seemed that I didn't lose my southern voice, my southern accent. I still have it now, you know. Anyway, we know you from the South, you know. Yeah, well, I think everybody lost the accent but me.
Well. He would make you think that, huh? They would make you think like that, huh? Everybody lost the accent but you. Yeah, cause I have sisters and brothers in New Jersey, and I'm from the South too, Nashville, Tennessee, and they have not lost theirs. I was there before them. It was a gift to me when I graduated from high school by my aunt, military aunt up there, and she sent for me to come up there as a gift from graduating, and I didn't come back for a long time, you know. Then I came back two or three times, went and come. But still, they tell me that I when I first got there, I talked different than what I did when I left. Each time I left, yeah, we can tell that you're from up north. You have that up north, you know, that accent. To me, I don't see it. To me, I don't see it because I was one that talked fast anyway, you know, and didn't really have a southern draw like, because my father's people were Geechies, and they I had the Geechie accent talking fast. That was one of the reasons why I didn't have necessarily a draw, but my sisters, my brother does. We still have that southern draw. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. I appreciate you coming on and sharing that little part with us. You know, I really do. And it was something, too. I'm going to keep up on with these children. I have a better report to give when I come back on Sunday, inshallah, about this Pfizer injection for the children from 5 years old to 11 years old, because I did just join the ones who are defending the children, you know, that group. So I'm going to be into the conversations and into listening to the forums and whatever information they have to offer, you know, because it's good for us to know. Because I can't see that. Why bother the children? You know, it's bad enough for them to go to school, especially the ones, 11 years old, they're well on into school, you know. The ones that are 5 years old, they may go to kindergarten, because I know when I was first graduated from college with my early child and elementary education degree, I taught in Young People's Institute in Newark, New Jersey, and I had the 5-year-olds, and they learned, you know, quite well a lot of things they had not heard of before, like what they used to call Negro National Anthem and different things like that, and I taught that to them, and they had a very, very good, it was a very good class there. They were eager, and they had children from Africans and foreigners, you know, that was a melting pot there in New Jersey, who was in the daycare. But there was a daycare that taught a lot, you know, and the man that was there over it, he was from India, and the lady there, they believed in education, you know, teaching, and not just babysitting, just because it was a daycare, you know. I had the first graduation there, too, with those children that were 5 years old coming from the Young People's Institute going into, you know, like that was like K-1 there, going into the public schools in like K-2 and on up, you're going into the schools there. And I followed them for 2 years, and believe it or not, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but if you teach those children, like the Oprah, you say, teach them in the way they should go, and when they grow up, they won't depart from it. But if you teach those children and make it fun learning, then they will learn. They will become interested. You got to make it fun learning. And I followed them for 2 years, and they exceeded, and they were ahead of their classes, a lot of them. You know, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah,
yeah,
but
go ahead,
brother.
I was just going to say, yeah, you, you can pat yourself on the back a little bit, you know. Good works, you know. Sometimes you have to mention good works because people don't know what you did. So sometimes we don't be praising ourselves and bragging like that, but sometimes you just have to mention things that you've done, that you accomplished. And give all praise to each other, Allah, you know.
Right. And I always say, is alhamdulillah, you're right. And I always say, if I can do it, anybody else can do it. If I can do it, somebody else can do it too, you know. So I don't down myself, but I don't put myself on a pedestal. I just mention it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to something else, and I'm glad it's 8:50 because I only have about 10 more minutes to go. But I'm going to say this and because I want to get it out of my mind. This is one of the reasons why I can't seem to get a grip on why some people in our sector seem to be envious of each other or seem to be jealous-hearted or jealous-minded. For instance, not necessarily as far as intelligence-wise, but it would make you think that it is. Anytime you can, you hear a male that sounds as if they're insecure as far as women are, then that really it gets next to me. It gets next to me to the fact that in order for some males to speak the way they do, you know, about I'm not falling behind no dress tail and no woman gonna lead me and tell me what to do, but they came from females, and the females, their mother had to tell them what to do, and they had to follow her guides and her instructions because she was raising them right. As a matter of fact, sometimes there were homes, and even now, they didn't even have a father. They only had one, which was a mother, you know, and she did what she could, and they came up to be intelligent, respectful men. They grew up to be not shunning their responsibility and not feeling as if they had to follow behind a dress tail or follow no orders or think that it was orders that were being given to them instead of suggestions and opinions and ideas and guidance and love, you know. I can't get used to that. I just cannot. I cannot. And it really hurts me, really. It hurts me more because it makes me feel that the person that's speaking like this, with a brother that's speaking like this, feels as if they're insecure. And they should never be insecure. You know, if they feel like they don't want no woman knowing more than them, then get down with the nitty-gritty then and learn as much as she knows. You know, learn. You're capable of learning. The male is capable of learning just like the female is. And the female is capable of learning just like the male is. You know? And I just feel like it's a hurting thing to me. It really is a hurting thing to me to feel that. And for them to get so riled up. I mean, they actually get riled up, and it sounds from the tone of voice as if they're angry when they speak on it. And they feel that, I mean, you take some little thing that can spark it off, you know, that makes them feel that way. I feel it hurts me. It makes me feel kind of bad. But it's not going to stop me from being assertive. You know, it's not going to stop me from being assertive. I'm not being aggressive. There's a difference between being aggressive and assertive, you know. I'm not trying to take over nothing or trying to be aggressive and push nobody else out of the way in order for me to get ahead or to exercise my rights, you know. Just like some males feel that they're not going to let any female do the same to them, do that to them. And we shouldn't feel that way Imam W.D. Muhammad taught us and brought us up out of that. You know, there are no big eyes and no U's. There's not one person more capable of learning what they want to learn. If they have the ability to learn it, then go for it. You know, don't let nobody make you feel as if you're going to have to be falling behind some dress tail or taking orders from women, you know, and they can't give you no orders and you can't follow their lead or their guidance over some things that maybe you not, may not be aware of, you know. Because, man means mind, right? That's what we are taught. Man means mind.
Right.
So if
right.
we're taught that, then the woman has a mind just like a man has a mind. And we both have minds. And we are also taught from the Quran that we are different only by being, only biologically. Women have similar to those of men. That's what the Quran states. You know, so I just heard something and it's had me like really feeling kind of bad all day until I needed to get some of it out, you know, because everybody has their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion and everybody's opinion should be respected whether you agree with it or not, you know. Everybody's opinion should be respected. And God knows I don't never want to be over, find myself being won over a male in no kind of way. I like what Allah, I like how Allah made me. I like my gender. I love my gender. And I'm going to do everything I can to fulfill the positions of my gender and not try to go over the head of a male gender, not try to step above them or ahead of them or try to order them around. I may offer suggestions or give my opinion, but Allah knows to take charge of anything that's above me or that I'm not supposed to take charge of. I want to stay in my lane, and I enjoy staying in my lane, and we are help meets to the men. We help them meet their responsibility. You know, and if you think, if a male thinks that a woman is trying to take charge all the time over him, then maybe he's the one who feels and have the poor self-image of himself in believing that he can't play his role or take on his responsibilities as a male. You know, it's not the female who's trying to put them and place them in that position. Maybe it's just the inferiority complex that they have to overcome, you know, and that they need to overcome. I feel bad for the brother who feels that way, or man who feels that way, you know. And I just had to get that off, and all praises due to Allah. It's 8:57, and it's almost time up for the Blog Talk Radio show. And I'm glad that there was someone on to hear me and hear my opinion and to hear my plea to please. Don't feel as if any man has to bow to me or have to take any demands from me, because I'm not going to demand anything. You know, I'm only going to be expecting what your role is and what is to be expected of you. And I pray they do the same for me. What my role is as a female and what's to be expected of me, you know, and we can come to a happy medium about that. You know, don't feel we have to blow up, you know, about it to the point where it seems as if we are very emotional about something like that. Alhamdulillah. Am I wrong in any way that you feel, Brother Muhammad?
No. Sometimes we just have to. I guess the brother that kind of got you feeling down that way. I guess maybe he'll look at it, or y'all both look at it and look at the best. Take the best thereof, you know.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
and our feelings getting it and then get in the way.
Well, right.
I say that, I mean, when the man came to leadership, you know, he was pointing. We all remember seeing that picture of him pointing to his head.
Yes.
Sometimes feeling, thinking. So he was trying to get us, you know, to move away from feelings and do thinking. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
if we have to take a chance, have to think a little bit more and put
yes.
those feelings to the side.
Right.
And an opinion, the man spoke about opinions too.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
has an opinion.
Right.
When the man said, "Hold on, I'm going to take that a step further." He said, "Opinion, everybody got an opinion." He said, you know, even, this is me talking now, even the attic on the street, even the, you
right.
know, the question lower down, everybody got an opinion. So, ma'am, so you have an informed opinion. See, that's
right.
where the
Form.
Difference comes from. And
that's
an
right.
informed opinion.
It's not my husband. It's not a personal thing, you know, with us. It's not a personal with him. It's not about him, period. I just heard a statement, some statements mentioned earlier, and I said, wow, I'm even sorry that that brother feels that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
it's
sure it had nothing to do with it.
And I've been to speak on it, you know. That's good. Sometimes
yes.
we need to speak on situations and don't call no names or nothing like that, but
that's
speak on
right.
the situation. And this will help us all.
It'll help
us
all.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because God puts, I know I said some things are best unsaid. I said, no, I got to get this out, you know, to satisfy my own soul and make me right and think right. You know, you handle situations the way you're supposed to handle it according to, you know, the Quran and our teachings and what we've learned, you know, but you just don't get angry, you know, about it. Try to be intelligent. We, our religion wants to have intelligent believers, intelligent ones in our communities, yeah, civilized communities. Yeah. Oh,
did you hear
hey.
Did you hear anyone else listening? Did y'all hear when Imam Rasul played? I think he played it twice, or two or three times. Mothers and Daughters.
Yes, yes, I have that tape. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have that CD. I sure do. Mothers and Daughters. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard
ma'am,
it.
Let us know. That's right. There's no brother. The sister. Well, I just got to say one other thing that is. You know, we were growing up. The girls
right.
is always, and I don't mind admitting this because it's the truth. The girls is always smarter than the boys. Every every grade, first, second, third, kindergarten, eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
ninth, tenth, the girls are always smarter than the boys.
Yep.
And that's because they had an opportunity to learn more. They stayed in the house, and so they could study and read and think. But the boys, you have to go out working in the field
that's
and wherever.
Right.
Had to work,
yeah.
So the girls had the opportunity to learn and praise be to Allah. That's good. That's good.
That's good. Yes, that's right. That's good. Absolutely.
The girls always been smarter than the boys.
And then they used to say too that a girl is 18, she's considered an adult, but when the boys are 21, they're considered adults. Considered men at 21, and the girls are considered women at the age of 18, that they mature faster than the boys do, than the males do. So
mm-hmm.
A lot of things mm-hmm. like that. I just feel bad for the ones, and I wish that I could talk to them, but I know that I can't talk to some individuals because they wouldn't appreciate it and probably take it a different way. But I'll just let it be. I've got it out of my system. And the ones who are listening and the ones who know me know how I stand with that. And I appreciate being me. I appreciate the way Allah made me. I'm not trying to be anything other. I'm not trying to be anything other than a female that Allah made me. And one of the best, you know, female that he made me to be and try to mature that aspect. And as long as you live, you're forever growing, you know, and you're forever learning. So we never stop growing and never stop learning. It's all a part of our growth and development. So
day, and maybe we can teach something new every day, or listen to someone else, what they've learned, and willing to teach someone every day. So see, this is a two-way street, alhamdulillah. But what's your name, brother? You're going to close out, alhamdulillah. Give Sister Sharifa the greetings from me, and I want to thank you, Brother Muhammad, for being there and giving your input. And I'm glad I asked you. You know, you seem to be a well-rounded brother, and you know, and the business. Take care.
Allahu Akbar. I know somebody's glad that you are who you are. That's Akbar. Imam Abdullah Akbar. He's glad that you're who you are.
That's right, alhamdulillah. Okay, then. I'm going to ask Brother Akbar. I'm going to say assalamu alaikum to you and the rest of the people that are on the line. And ask Brother Akbar if he was to close out. This is the people calling us back now to finish up our conversation and our business, trying to get this technology working right. They said they would call back at 9 o'clock because I would like to finish this up. Akbar, would you please close out? Hello, may I help you? Hello?
With the name of God, God is my precious in God. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
In the name of God, God is more gracious and God is much, much more. God is the master of the day of judgment and what do we all do? He alone do we worship and die at, we see. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on. Not of those who wrath is brought down, or not of those who go astray, or not of those who wrath is brought down on them. Amen.
Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. Be safe.
Well, let's